Saskatoon, a March 28 media release shares the good news that several women have successfully completed ground school through the Desirte pilot training program. Yati Nene Lands and Resources, YNLR, made the announcement at a media event March 28. The Desirte pilot training program launched in September of 2024 and will run through spring of 2026. At that time, successful graduates will become licensed pilots, ready to serve the North, through employment with Rise Air. This initiative marks a significant achievement in aviation training for Indigenous residents and women in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin and northern communities. Notably, aviation remains a male-dominated field, making it especially encouraging to see several women among the trainees advancing to the flight school portion of the program, states the media release. Rise Air Hangar 3, in Saskatoon, honored the achievements of the students who completed ground school training, meaning they can now prepare for their first solo flight. Training will continue at Mitchinson Flight Center in Saskatoon, bringing students closer to earning their wings and securing employment within the industry. The Desirte Pilot Training Program is the result of a collaborative effort among YNLR, Rise Air, Saskatchewan's Ministry of Immigration and Career Training, Prince Albert Grand Council, PAGC, Cameco, Orano, SSR Mining, and Northlands College. The initiative provides full funding, accommodations, and elder support, ensuring that there are no barriers to hinder the students' success, outlines the release statement. The Desirte Pilot Training Program is a shining example of what we can accomplish through collaboration and strategic investment, said Mary Denicheja, board chair of YNLR. With the support of our partners, we have provided meaningful opportunities for Indigenous pilot trainees while strengthening the economic and transportation infrastructure in the Athabasca Basin. We are incredibly proud of the progress made and excited for what's ahead. This program will not only open doors for Indigenous pilots but will also address the critical pilot shortage affecting a number of industries across northern Sask. Particularly, mining operations that rely heavily on air transportation are affected by these shortages. As these successful trainees move to the next phase of their flight school training, this program has the potential to grow, inspire the next generation and reinforce the importance of investment in northern talent. YNLR and its partners remain committed to supporting the program's success and expanding opportunities for Indigenous and women aviation professionals. Deputy Premier, Jim Ryder, says the government of Saskatchewan is proud to invest in Desirte Pilot Training Program that supports the Saskatchewan economy as it increases access to northern mining operations. The success of the Desirte Pilot Training Program is an inspiration for our youth, showing them that Indigenous people and women can thrive in non-traditional roles like aviation, said PAGC Vice Chief Joseph Sani. Seeing our own people take flight, both literally and figuratively, proves that there are no limits to what we can achieve with the right support and opportunities. This initiative is not only opening doors for individuals but strengthening the North by creating skilled professionals who will serve our communities for generations to come. You can learn more about this program on their website, https://www.youthanine.ca/.